My name is Manuela Mendoza. I am a research technician with the Washington Tree Fruit Research Commission, and I'll be talking about the survival of generic E. coli on Fuji apples with the applications of overhead evaporative cooling water near harvest. This is a collaborative project between the Commission and the Washington State University. So overhead evaporative cooling, or EC, is frequently used in Washington for sunburn suppression. And sunburn is the leading cause of apple coolage in our state. If left untreated, up to 60% of the crop can be damaged due to sunburn incidents. So we do know that the EC can suppress sunburn, but we are unsure about its influence on food safety. And it becomes very important to understand this influence because the Food Safety and Modernization Act has a rule that's called the Produce Safety Rule that regulates agricultural water use, especially when the water hits the fruit surface directly. The FDA uses the generic E. coli as an indicator of potential pathogen contamination in the water, and that's why we are using generic E. coli in our experiment as well. So the entire project, we have three varieties, Gala, Fuji, and Golden Delicious. But today I'll be talking about only about the Fuji results. We chose the Fujis to be one of our varieties because of its commercial importance and also because it's a late season variety. So it gets harvest between mid and late October in Washington State, and it is under different weather conditions when compared with the other varieties. So it received less sunlight and lower temperatures. This is the entire study design. So we collected data for 3 years in three varieties, and you can see on your left-hand side all the experiments that we did for each variety in each year. But again, I'll be talking about the Fuji experiments. The main objective of this project is to examine the influence of evaporative overhead cooling on the survival of generic E. coli on Fuji apples in the orchard settings. So I'll talk a little bit about the variety difference, the treatments. We had three treatments. That was the untreated control, a standard evaporative cooling, and a mist system. The only difference between the EC and the mist is how the water is applied on the fruit surface. So the EC is more like an overhead sprinkler that applies the water, and the mist system is just like a tube with a very fine mist that cools the fruit surface. We had two canopy structures, and I'll show a picture in a little bit. We have the standard planting and a modern fruit wall. And for fruit position, in this standard planting that we have bigger trees, we did the inside and outside canopy experiment. So it was the apples that were fully exposed to the sun against the apples that were covered by the shade of the canopy. So here we have the picture of the two canopy structures. On your left-hand side, you have the modern fruit wall. There are more compact trees closer to each other. And on your right-hand side, you have like more mature trees with a bigger canopy. And it was in those trees that we did the sunshade experiment. A very important part of this experiment was the development of an inoculation method that could be used in the field. Field inoculations have been done before in a several number of crops. However, this was the first time that we did it for apples. So we needed to review the literature and then adapt it and create a protocol that we could then standardize and repeat for all the experiments for the other years. So our inoculations happened always after sundown, and that was to mimic the worst-case scenario when a grower would leave the overhead evaporative cooling on until late evening, and then would try to harvest the fruit on the very next morning. We used a non-pathogenic E. coli and applied with a backpack sprayer. The time zero is the timing point that we used to record how much E. coli was applied on the fruit. And our sampling times were either early morning or late afternoon, and that's to mimic the timing that the picking crew would go to the orchard to harvest the apples. Before each experiment, we collected untreated apples, and we did a microbial test on the fruit just to have an idea what kind of microorganisms were already on the fruit surface. And for all the 3 years and the 2 varieties, we had no pathogenic E. coli found and 2 Fuji apples with Salmonella. So this graphic is really busy, but if you look on your left-hand side, you're going to have the numbers from 0 to 8. That's the log per coliform units of generic E. coli per apple. So 0 to 8 log. The percentage on the side is just to explain the decrease. So from 8 to 7 log is a 90% decrease. And on your right-hand side, you have the numbers from 1 to 100 million. And that's the actual amount of coliform units in each apple. But the important thing is just if you look at the lines, you will see that the Gala and the Gonna Delicious, they have a very similar behavior. And the Fujis, they react a little bit different. So for the similarities, for all of them, we have a rapid decrease in the beginning of the experiment, so on the first 10 hours. And then they're going to decrease in a slower rate. However, the Fuji, compared with the other varieties, decrease even is lower. So it's a slower reduction rate for the Fuji apples. Comparing the treatments, this is for the more mature trees, so the full canopies, and we had the 3 treatments in this orchard. You can see that the treatments behave very similarly. Again, a rapid decrease in the beginning of the experiment, and then decrease in a slower rate. So we didn't see any significant difference on the 3 treatments. On the other location, with the modern fruit wall, we had only 2 treatments. That was the control and the evaporative cooling. Again, we have a rapid decrease in the beginning of the experiment, and then it continues to decrease, except on that peak point right there that we have between the 72 and 96 hours. We are not completely sure yet why we have that peaking point, but one suggestion that we have is that it could be weather-related, since both of the treatments behaved in the same way. But we're still analyzing this data. And lastly, talking about the fruit position, sun versus shade, we have the same behavior up to 58 hours after inoculation, where the fruit on the sun had a more rapid decrease in the amount of generic E. coli on the fruit surface when compared with the fruit that was in the shade. But why is it important to talk about the influence of the evaporative cooling on generic E. coli survival? Why is it important for our growers or for our industry? So FDA recommends no water application 4 days before harvest. And that is to allow microbial die-off. Well, if you're using overhead evaporative cooling, and then use the fruit that it's under the overhead evaporative cooling, get acclimated to lower temperatures, and then if you have like a 1 day that's really hot, this fruit can be damaged pretty quickly. So having this 4-day window could potentially result in a great economic loss for our growers. And the reason that FDA recommends this 4 days, it's because it's considering a 0.5 log reduction per day, or would be a 2 log reduction on the 4-day period. What we have here in our experiments for other varieties, we have about a 4 log reduction on the 4-day window, and that is while using the overhead evaporative cooling. So we give the stock for the growers, so this is an easy way to understand the water for log reduction means. If you have 5 bins full of apples, and each bin have like about 2,000 fruit, and they're all contaminated, after a 4 log reduction, you're going to have just 1 apple that was contaminated. That's how we kind of quantify and explain what is a 4 log reduction for our growers. And we are achieving, again, the 4 log reduction while using the overhead evaporative cooling. So the significant findings is that we have a rapid microbial decline within the first 10 hours, and that is important because since we inoculate the fruit during the night, it means that early in the morning, you already have a great amount of reduction. And then after the first 10 hours, it decreases in a slower rate, but continues to decrease. The evaporative cooling did not appear to increase the survival of generic E. coli, as we see that the treatments behave very similarly. And there is no difference in the type of DC system that we observed. Fruit position seems to have an effect on generic E. coli survival, with the apples fully exposed to the sun having a more rapid decrease when compared with the apples that were in the shade. We will continue to analyze this data, and we will continue to analyze the influence on the canopy location of fruit, not only sun and shade, but also on the top of the tree, the middle of the tree, and the bottom. Training systems of the orchard. The weather conditions are a very important factor, and we are actually analyzing the data right now. Fruit developmental stage. This is to see if there is any difference if the fruit gets contaminated early in the season or close to harvest. And also the yearly and fruit-to-fruit variability. Another important outcome of this project was that we provided applied microbiology training for a lot of people in our industry. As you guys can see, it takes a lot of people to run this type of experiment. And I am very, very happy that I was part of this experiment on all the 3 years. And I worked with a lot of great people and with different backgrounds. And with that, I just want to thank you. And if you guys have any questions. Yes.
You were talking about food chain. Is the survival due to rustling or lead vessels? Have you looked at where the, what is actually in the field is leading to survival?
So the question was if there is anything on the peel of the fruit that is helping the survival of generic E. coli. We have looked a little bit into it because of the food is a little bit different from the other varieties. The skin is a little bit more rough, let's say. But with our data, we cannot really say that's the cause. We're still looking to see if it is the cause. But we also think that, like I said, could be weather-related because they have exposure to less sunlight and lower temperatures. So the decrease could go.
Because it's later.
Yes.
What about the shoulder where you get a crack in the air? Have you tried putting it in there to see if it will survive?
So the question was if the galas, for example, have a crack on the shoulder or bowl of the fruit, and if they would survive inside of the crack. We did not do anything related to the inside of the fruit, just on the fruit surface. But we do believe, like, from the caramel apples that Jackie talked about before, that if the microorganisms get inside of the fruit because of the pH, it would have more chances to survive instead of being just on the peel because they have more nutrients and a better environment to live. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't look into it. We just did fruit surface. Yes. So that was not part of this experiment, but it's a suggestion for another experiment. Well, that's good. Go ahead. Okay, I'm just going to repeat the end of it. So the initial dose of generic E. coli that we applied on the fruit. The question is about what is the initial dose that of generic E. coli that we applied on the fruit? Okay, so for most of our experiments, we applied about 8 log of generic E. coli. We did have one experiment that was like a low inoculum level that was between 3 and 4. But I didn't present it today, but the response was the same. It's a rapid decrease in the beginning and then it's lower rates. And we just believe that the rapid decrease in the beginning is because the outside of the fruit is not a good environment for the microorganism to live. So it's the pH of the peel doesn't allow for the organism to grow too much. And then once it gets hit by the sun, then the decreases continue.
So the
The question was if we try to do the enrichment on the generic E. coli after the 10 hours. We did some enrichment in the lab. I am not sure if it was after the 10 hours, but we have done, especially on the first year, because we were not sure about the method that we would use. So we did an pre-enrichment, and we did some filtering as well. But I can really tell you if it was any difference with the pre-enrichment.